Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
The Wavefarm app is now in the App Store for users to download. It's only available on iPhones and iPads. An Android version of the app will be developed as soon as funding allows. The Wavefarm app allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wavefarm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, which was formerly known as Wavefarm Radio, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zachpoff's Pond Station, and other partner streams. Users may also create custom playlists from the thousands of archived audio files. Wavefarm transmit partners and WGXC broadcast partners may now also stream their own audio feeds from their iPhones and iPads using the app. Again, you can go into the App Store and search for Wavefarm Radio.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rob Saffer of Woodstock, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Saying this, I, all hands out. I gotta do is put my mind to this. Cancel out my ex, I put a line through that. I like all my asses with two lines through them. Everybody tryna f*** you, but I'm fine with that. Never mind, girl, that's just you. I know you work hard for your shit. You know they gon' hate. Just don't play no part in that shit. They should call me James, cause I'm going hard in this. We're just so much smarter than them. Maybe I just needed you around me. Drank a lot tonight, I know. She can drive your car and you can roll.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. I'm the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acra, Casco, Hudson. That song was My Way by Fetty Wap featuring Drake. Stay tuned for great music and discussion. We will kick off our show after local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo on July 17th will be interviewed by investigators charged with probing allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct leveled against him by multiple women. The interview is to be conducted in Albany and was first reported by the New York Times. This news comes after other administration officials were also questioned by investigators June Kim and Ann Clark in recent weeks. Rich Azzapardi, a spokesperson for the governor, accused investigators of leaking information concerning the probe. Azzapardi wrote in a statement, and I quote, "We have said repeatedly that the governor doesn't want to comment on this review until he has cooperated. But the continued leaks are more evidence of the transparent political motivation of the Attorney General's review," end quote. According to Reisman, the timing of Cuomo's interview is an indication that the investigation is close to reaching its final stage. Democratic and Republican state lawmakers have called on Cuomo to resign. Cuomo has been accused of making inappropriate comments to women who worked in his office. He has said he apologizes to anyone who may have felt uncomfortable. In recent weeks, Cuomo has insisted he is eager to tell his side of the story. Read more about this story at nystateofpolitics.com. Michael Guizdala reports in the Troy Record that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin and Nassau Supervisor Dave Fleming both declared a state of emergency after storms damaged areas in the county July 14th. Meteorologist Neil Stewart of the National Weather Service in Albany said, and I quote, "What happened was some thunderstorms developed and they kept repeatedly tracking over Rensselaer County for 2 or 3 hours, and the rainfall amounts ranged between 2 and 4.5 inches in that short period of time," end quote. A bridge on Taborton Road washed away during the storm. And Fleming said there were, and I quote, "significant impacts at the Dewey Lofell Superfund site and torn up Little Thunder Brook. The damage done from last night's storm was worse than Hurricane Irene. We have lost new road construction, roads that have never flooded, and culverts across much of the northern part of town," end quote. The National Weather Service predicts more rain this weekend. Stewart said, and I quote, "We're keeping an eye on it, but it's early to really zero in on specific areas that may have a flood threat over the weekend," end quote. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Construction got underway this week to install the new cashless tolling infrastructure on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Equipment arrived July 12th and drilling to build the foundation for the electronic gantries began the following day on the Green County side of the span. A trench has been excavated on the western side for the installation of cables from the brick administration building to the gantries. A completion date for the project is currently unknown. All 5 bridges under the jurisdiction of the New York State Bridge Authority are transitioning to cashless tolling. The system enables drivers with EasyPass tags to pay for passage over the bridge by driving beneath the electronic gantries. Drivers without EasyPass will have their license plate photographed and will then be billed by mail. Cashless tolling has already been implemented at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, and Bear Mountain Bridge is expected to follow suit in the fall. Then the Rip Van Winkle. The cost of converting all five bridges to cashless tolling will be approximately $30 million. The toll booths will be removed, but a demolition date has not been scheduled. A spokesman for the Bridge Authority said by next spring, the toll plaza will be reconfigured into a new traffic pattern. Traffic traveling east will pass through lane 1 and go under the gantry once the toll booths are removed. Westbound traffic will no longer have to shift to the right to bypass the toll booth. It will instead travel straight through where lanes 2 and 3 are currently located. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jesus Jimenez is reporting for the New York Times. Johnson & Johnson, July 14th, issued a voluntary recall for 5 sunscreen sprays after low levels of benzene, a carcinogen, was found in the products. Consumers were told to stop using the products and to throw them away. The recall included 4 Neutrogena aerosol sprays, Beach Defense, Cool Dry Sport, Invisible Daily, and Ultra Sheer, and the Aveeno product, plus Refresh Spray. The company said in a statement on Wednesday, and I quote, "While benzene is not an ingredient in any of our sunscreen products, it was detected in some samples of the impacted aerosol sunscreen finished products," end quote. The company said it was investigating why there were traces of benzene. Benzene is a carcinogen which can cause cancers, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The highly flammable chemical is regularly found in products such as gasoline, plastics, detergents, pesticides, drugs, nylon, and synthetic fibers. Cigarette smoke and forest fires are also sources for the carcinogen. Consumers with questions about the sprays or how to receive a refund can call 1-800-458-1673. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, July 15th. Got some fog out there this morning? Could be thick enough to slow things down a little bit. It will be gone by 9 a.m. A high of 88 happens at 4 p.m. Go out and play while you can. Overnight will be muggy as temperatures get down to 71 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 90 is expected, along with the return of rain and thunder to the area. Chances for rain remain present through Monday. Saturday will be 83 degrees and Sunday will be 80 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be low. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:24 a.m., high tide at 7:05 a.m., low tide again at 2:06 p.m., and high tide again at 8:05 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:16 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:29 p.m. Looking way up, we see a dense and strongly magnetized stream of solar wind collided with Earth yesterday. Anyone trying to listen to the radio during the day probably heard it. Solar wind speed is currently 386 kilometers per second at 10.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 23. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Alright, welcome back. Welcome back. That was a Clubhouse original theme song made by
our boy DJ WIC.
Yes sir. Alright,
So before
we get started, all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So with me I have me, myself, you know, DJ Ricky.
DJ Popcorn
and
Nate.
So today our show is going to be about it's going to be a mix of things. For the first half, we're going to be talking about this project we had with a fellow coworker kind of ours, Otto. You want to fill him in a little bit?
Yeah. So what we're doing is a film project. We're planning a short film. Either to be 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how much footage we're going to get, like, you know, how much more footage we're going to use. We started to get into, you know, using different cameras, how to work tripods and things like that, you know, different skills with the camera. And we're just, you know, going around. We went around and asked people different questions. We interviewed people. Today we interviewed people, you know, some MHA coworkers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we interviewed them about the community. We talked a little bit about them. We asked them some questions, like how they feel about the community, you know, what the youth peer leaders are doing and things like that. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what a youth peer leader is, it's basically someone who, you know, we're out here doing youth peer leader advocacy. It's basically, you know, like we're talking a bit about some of the issues that are going on in our community, mm-hmm. you know, things that have to do with like housing, you know, social justice, some other stuff like that. You know, so.
Alright, so for me, first I'm gonna ask, what was your favorite part about the media project so far?
So far was just, like, getting to know, different aspects of what people think of our communities.
For real? How about you, Nate?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
I said, what was your favorite part about the media project so
media?
Far?
Trying different cameras and all that stuff. It was really informational and cool.
Mm. My favorite part had to be so far interviewing people, because, you know, my voice is, like, the greatest here. I'm just kidding, I'm just playing. But, yeah, that was probably my favorite part, getting to interview people like Eric, Christina. They had pretty good responses, so that was pretty fun.
Yes.
So, you guys want to explain what we did Wednesday and today?
Yeah. So, basically what we've been doing is for, I think, 2 weeks or so now, we've been working with Otto on different, you know, things for our project, which the first thing that we've done is we did some self-interviews. So we interviewed some of the youth peer leaders on, you know, some of what we think our points of views. Mm-hmm. So we went in town a few days ago, and we got, you know, some of the perspectives of people that weren't even from, you know, Catskill or Hudson. And we found someone who lived in Woodstock before coming down here to Catskill. And it was really cool to, you know, see people's different, you know, views of how they see our communities and things like that.
That's pretty fun. I feel as though it was a fun day. Today we put a little barbecue. That was fun. Especially when we saw them ducks.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
We got,
although Janaya was just being mad goofy. She was feeding the ducks mad food. Yeah. She was feeding the ducks chicken.
Yes, Janaya gave the ducks.
She was literally
chicken.
Feeding the ducks their cousins.
Yeah, but it's okay.
It's okay.
At least they ate. You know.
What? No. That's like me saying, "Oh yeah, that piece of chicken that was your cousin." But at least you ate. No.
All right, so we're gonna take a quick song break, and then we'll get into the rest of our day. Yeah.
Watch it blow away. When I die, can't take it to the grave. Dollar. I could have went to school to be a doctor. But I dropped out and chose to be a baller. Woo. Switching lanes, spin game in my new drop. Still on a paper chase that'll never stop. No. Everybody with me, family, that's how we rock. Party at the mansion, we about to flood the spot. Know some young like to sweat. Know some young like to sweat.
Yep. So, DJ Popcorn. I just said my own name.
Oh, I thought you. Oh, my bad, bro. I thought you. I thought you was talking about me. I was like, my name, what? But go ahead.
So, we're gonna get into the rest of our day. So basically, you know, we talked a lot to our MHA coworkers. We got some interviews in. We got some
Can
ones.
Can you explain about your interview with Kai?
Yeah. So my interview with Kai went really well. Even though he was a bit nervous, it was a bit, you know what I'm saying, it felt a bit forced because he didn't want to do it. You know, he was avoiding us, you know, avoiding the interview. But, you know, he decided, he buckled down and, you know, he did the interview. You know, he ate, you know, got some energy, and then he came up and did the interview with us, which I'm pretty appreciative of. So, yeah, that was my interview. How about you?
Well,
any of them?
I did, like, behind the scenes and everything. It was pretty cool, and then, like, seeing everybody having fun behind the scenes. So, yeah.
Cool. My interview with Eric, it was fun. He was chill. He had a lot to say. He was kind of nervous though, not gonna lie. Like he's kind of camera shy. In general, he's just shy. But he said he liked our work that we were doing and stuff like that. And then Christina, she was good too. She I asked her more personal kind of like questions about how like her job, what her job is. Like she's an MHA director. So, and yeah, so that was pretty fun too. She, I asked her about her inspiration behind becoming part of the MHA organization, and yeah, she just said she likes. She said being like mental health has always been a part of her. She said it was just something she enjoyed helping other people with.
Definitely. I did get to, you know, we did get to speak to the, you know, the head, the big man, the director at MHA, which was really cool because I never got to see him in any of our orientation meetings or anything like that. So it was pretty cool to, you know, get to meet him for the first time. Jeff, shout out Jeff. Yeah, it was a pretty cool experience.
Wish you could have got more interviews though. A lot of people was, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people were hesitant because, you know, I can see why. They were kind of more camera shy than others. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
even Julie,
I wanted Julie. Her to go on.
I wish we could have got an interview with Juliet at that time. It'd have been pretty cool.
Shout out Juliet, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my fourth. Shout out Sasha too.
Yeah. Shout out to Sasha, even though she's not there, you know. Mm-hmm. We know you've been kind of down lately, so hopefully we can uplift you.
Yeah, hopefully you're feeling better.
Yeah,
more,
yeah.
More like the crazy Sasha that we love. We love you either way. But.
Yeah. Can't wait to get you back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always a good time. So, let's get into this next song. Nibu Kaniza, Gassed Up, you know, little throwback. Let's get it.
Yeah, holy smokes, I got my money up. Cash, Counting all these bands took me a while just to run it up. Multi-millions, I fill 100 up. All this cash on me,
but I still can't buy love.
Put the Hondas in the Chanel, got my racks up. Sit back, flip like I can bet. Get the stacks up. Got two accounts, still got millions in my backup.
All this cash on me, is money still won't buy love.
You can't fit my racks in an arena. White cup filled with stuff, it look like freezer. Bro and them got hit with that subpoena. Better keep their mouth shut, or we gonna have to clean. I want money all like I'm nauseous. Baby girl, I'm exhausted. Baby, be cautious. Know the streets be talking. Every day while we shagging, I'm talking. Every day making money every way. Hang with them bosses. Holy smokes, I got my money up. Counting all these bands took me a while just to run it up. Multi-millions, I fill 100 up. All this cash on me,
but I still can't buy love.
Put the Hondas in the Chanel, got my racks up. Sit back, flip like I can bet. Get the stacks up. Got two accounts, still got millions in my backup.
All this cash, something is money still won't buy love. All this feeling hot, tie me up.
Yeah.
Best friend in front of her. How the f you ain't never get your money up?
Get your money
I just spent
up.
Me 100,000, I treat it like it's 20 bucks. I'm a Leo, now watch out, sum up.
Yes.
Yo, girl got my name tatted, she swears she won't get a cover up. If he wants smoke with me, that's another blunt.
Yeah.
All different kinds, every girl fine. Can't make my
holy smokes, I got my money up.
Yeah.
You know all these bands took me a while just to run it up. Multi-millions, I fill 100 up. All this cash on me,
but I still can't buy love.
Put the Hondas in the Chanel, got my racks up. Sit back, flip like I can bet. Get the stacks up. Got two accounts, still got millions in my backup.
All this cash, something is money still won't buy love.
The song you were just listening to was called Holy Smokes by Trippie Redd featuring Lil Uzi Vert. And we're about to get into the 6:30 news. That's what you were just listening to. And we'll be right back.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that a state trooper shot a woman in the abdomen with a shotgun July 15th in New Lebanon. Police say she threatened suicide and then pointed a firearm at troopers. 40-year-old woman was not identified and was taken to Albany Medical Center. Trooper Nick Daniel Cherwinski fired the shotgun at the woman at her home on Route 22 in eastern Columbia County and was accompanied by Trooper Erica Rodriguez. Police have not yet released any other details. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Central Hudson will pay $1.5 million for 32 alleged violations of Central Hudson's emergency response plan in response to a 2020 storm that cut off power to thousands in the Hudson Valley. The violations include faulty storm classifications, inadequate storm staffing, inadequate communication staffing personnel, and the failure to comply with metrics related to contacts with life support equipment customers. The Central Hudson settlement is part of an $86.2 million agreement by four New York utilities, Con Edison, Orange and Rockland Utilities, Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, and Frontier Communications of New York Incorporated. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "The size of these settlements should make it abundantly clear that New York utilities are obligated to prepare for severe weather and to develop robust emergency response programs." If they fail to adequately do the job that's required of them, we will hold them accountable and we will force them to improve the way they do business. And their shareholders will pay the price. End quote. Previously, New York reached a $72 million settlement with broadband provider Altice and a $1.5 million settlement with New York State Electric and Gas Corporation over their response to the same storm. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. The Daily Freeman reports about a carbon monoxide leak at a summer camp in Schoharie County that sent 53 people to area hospitals on July 15th. A leaky gas pipe from a propane hot water heater was blamed for knocking several people unconscious at Boyzone, an all-boys Jewish summer camp in the town of Jefferson near the border of Delaware and Schoharie counties. Camp office manager Tova Braka Kohanadas wrote in an email Friday, and I quote, "We are immensely thankful that all those who were hospitalized for monitoring were discharged yesterday and are doing fine," end quote. New Jersey-based OHORA, a nonprofit organization that helps Jewish families, runs the camp. The camp was back running as usual later in the day, July 15th. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Call like Minnesota. Need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. It get cold like Minnesota. Need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Riding around on bloaters. Money sitting up, it's it way above your shoulders. I was eating pork and rinds with a bitch from New York Times. I don't eat no pork and rinds, but that bitch was mighty fine. I got gold all on my necklace, tatted up my arms. Now my mama think I'm reckless. Got guns under my mattress. I was jugging since the youngin'. Free my older cousin Reese. He from Hamilton, not DC. I rock MBs like I'm Gucci. Flip on banging off the wall. Gucci on my drawers. What the you in the streets, if you scared of them four walls. I was stroking on your sister, she was calling me the mister. She said, for a picture, it's Lil Yachty, nice to meet you. I was jugging out the stacks, carrying up the racks. Almost had a lifetime sentence, but I beat it off the pack. Pat, that's my lawyer, he got me off them charges. Eight stacks for that boy, he took care of the boy. Call like Minnesota, call like Minnesota. Call like Minnesota, it get cold like Minnesota. Need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota, it get cold like Minnesota.
All right, we are back. That song was
Minnesota
by Lil Yachty.
Yes, sir.
Now we are here back. Who I got with me? I'm DJ Ricky. Feel me?
DJ Popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nate.
And in the back we got Phoebs.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Good to be here.
All right, so on our topic today is this new variant of COVID. It's the Delta
variant.
The Delta variant. And it's supposed to be like, no joke. Like, they're making it mandated for people to start wearing masks in grocery stores again. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, just don't be safe out there. I mean, we have actually before we start the video, Feeves or anyone or anything else y'all want to say about it?
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that's like obviously been going on with COVID since the vaccines even come out. Like there's like still been some cases even with the vaccine out there. I know that everybody doesn't like, there's some people who don't like, you know, believe in having to take the vaccine or anything like that.
Not always like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's gonna happen, like, you know, like, there's just gonna be things like that, and by any means, am I, like, being biased towards the vaccine in any way, I'm just trying to, like, make sure people are safe in general, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah. We have this little short 2.5 minute video, so we're gonna play that and then get back with you and talk about it.
All right, let's go.
The summer spike is catching experts by surprise who never expected numbers like these. Tonight, new infections, hospitalizations, even deaths are increasing when many predicted they would be at all-time lows. In Missouri, more COVID patients are filling beds than during the deadly winter surge. Hospitals here pleading for more doctors.
The tidal wave is coming towards our unvaccinated population. This variant is spreading quickly, and this variant has the ability to devastate those in its wake.
After accounting for just 0.1% of cases in April, the dangerous, highly contagious Delta variant now makes up nearly 60% of new cases. As infections double, vaccinations are plummeting, down 54% last week.
Have you had yours yet?
As more states go door-to-door offering at-home vaccinations, tonight a new report says the Tennessee Department of Health will stop all adolescent vaccine outreach amid pressure from Republican lawmakers. The agency says they're reevaluating their process and wouldn't comment on former medical director Michelle Fiscus, who says she was fired after efforts to get teens vaccinated at school.
The children that are not going to get vaccinated if they're not vaccinated at school. And that is the travesty that's here. That's the injustice.
With 60% of children who are eligible for vaccination still not inoculated, many fear with the return to school and after a summer together, a fall surge is imminent.
The Delta variant is going to move its way through the country over the course of August and September, maybe into October. Unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. It's going to get worse before it gets better in terms of the spread of this infection right now.
Miguel, we've been talking about rural communities. What's happening in larger cities?
Well, Lester, several big cities are reporting a substantial rise in COVID cases after having just a few. Here in L.A. County, COVID cases are up 500% over the last month, and with the Delta variant circulating, the positivity rate has skyrocketed 700%.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC News app.
All right, Femi. So, that was the video.
DJ Phoebs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. I mean, what's standing out for you that's different with Delta than what you've been used to?
Not much, really. They said that they're gonna, what's it called? Whoa. Almost messed up right there. They just said, I really just had a brain fart. Hold up. Oh, DJ Pop.
They're saying that the new variant like has had cases double. In
the last 3 weeks. Yeah, they doubled in the last 3 weeks.
I think 54%. 54%, I meant. But in Missouri, they said that the hospitals are getting full so fast, and like, you know, people are dying in hospitals, and they need more doctors.
The reporter said that the worst was yet to come because the virus is gonna, of course, spread. There's not really much they can do about that.
Right. Once there's a more dangerous variant, or once there's a variant that's more able to spread, it very quickly becomes the dominant strain. Mm-hmm. And like we should have known this was coming, because in the United Kingdom, right, in Britain, they saw the same thing. It started as just like 10% of the population was getting Delta variant, and then within 2 months, it was almost 100% of people who were positive for COVID were the Delta variant. So that's. Yeah. Basically, what that means is we have this new variant coming through that's more is much easier to catch from people and much and more dangerous, right? Kind of mm-hmm. happening right now. And that's just going to continue to be the trend for a long time, actually. Like, I guess for me, what does it bring up for you guys when you think about the fact that, you know, we're not just going back to normal, like, and that we're going to have to keep dealing with these restrictions and different ways of moving through space, maybe for years, which I think we talked about like a year ago saying that, but how does it feel for you now to think about that?
You mean like going back into the state of mass and stuff?
Yeah, just how does it feel to think that, like, I think a lot of people have been like, we're almost over. We're like going back to normal. Everything's reopening. We don't have to wear masks anymore. And now that's starting to not be the case, right? So what does that bring up for you? What emotions does that bring up? Or like, does it feel kind of like, okay, that's just normal?
Yeah, at this point, you know, it's been happening for almost 2 years. You know, it's like not like something that I'm happy about, but it's not like it's going to impact my life that much just because I'm so used to and adapted to the masks and the indoor and all that stuff. The only bad part about it is going to be, you know, I'm going to have to start wearing masks, you know, obviously. Now you're going to have, you know, the school going to come back soon. Yeah. Sports, I'm going to have to start wearing masks all over. That's going to be annoying, you know.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime, wearing masks is just going to make you extremely hot. And
yeah. And I can't imagine, like, being on a basketball court playing a full game with a COVID mask on.
Oh, yeah, and I feel bad for the construction workers, too. Yeah. Not only are they got to be working in the hot sun with them big out uniforms on, with now they got to sit there with their mask on.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man.
That's just, like...
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's the same things hold true. It's safer to be outdoors than indoors. But, like, you know, when I was up there hanging out with you guys outside, I still had my mask on the whole time because I was paying attention to the Delta variant. And I knew that it was much easier to catch, right? So I think people have to make their own judgments about how much risk they're willing to take on.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, I haven't heard from you. How are you feeling about all this?
I thought maybe this year, maybe school is going to lift that mask policy, you know, but probably not, to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Now, at least not anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that they're taking steps to protect y'all, because the other thing that we were used to at the beginning of this was that it was mostly older people who are really being impacted and getting really sick from COVID. But now it's mostly young people. In Missouri, they're saying they have 17 children under the age of 18 in their hospitals on ventilators right now, which is very different than what we were dealing with in the beginning. So I think it's going to impact your, like, you and your peers in a different way than you've ever seen. And that's going to be important that y'all look out for each other and take these safety protocols seriously, right?
So how are you feeling about the feeds?
Not surprised. I feel like we should have seen it coming. Like, I've been really frustrated and nervous about the fact that I think a lot of vaccinated people think, like, oh, check the box, I'm done and safe and don't have to worry about things anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's like, can we just go back to normal? But the reality is that even if you're vaccinated, you can still actually catch and spread the Delta variant. You're less likely to be hospitalized. You're less likely to get really sick, which is great. Like, still really good reasons to get vaccinated, because it is much more deadly than other variants. But I think it's really important that people just continue to, like, take the personal, like, care enough about their community to, like, put on a mask, you know, and, like, just do some, like, keep social distance, just to keep practicing all these things we've been practicing. And I do trust, actually, in some ways that y'all as young people are, like you said, you're like, well, I don't know, we're used to it. Like, we can keep doing it. I almost feel like y'all are more able to continue than some adults who are, like, desperate to go back to normal.
Yeah, no, it was just more or less like, you know, at the beginning, most young people weren't even really caring about the mask, COVID, or whatever. They just kept going outside, didn't really care, you know. But then I think it hit them for a second when they realized, like, who's in their household, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of elderly people now who are like how the teenagers were in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't want to wear masks. They just go outside. It's like, oh, it's over. It's like, no,
right?
It's not.
And it's actually now the young people who are at risk. It's exactly. Kind of reversed.
Exactly.
Do you feel like your peers know about this, like about the Delta variant, about it being more dangerous?
Probably no.
Yeah, because, well, I would say like a few.
Yeah, I'd say because us teenagers, like our age, like what is it? Our age group. Mm-hmm. Our demographic, that's the word I was searching
for. What does that word mean?
Nice. There we go.
It's like your like group, like age group technically.
It's like identity categories. Yeah. So like demographics, you could say like my demographic is like black cis male, right? Like how do other black cis males feel about COVID? That's your demographic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it could be any category.
Yeah, that's why I was like searching for like the word. That's why I was like, oh, okay, let me find it.
No, it's a good word. Good.
Okay, so
okay, so
I got a question for Phoebe after.
So now that you know this COVID thing is out and everything, are you personally gonna, you know, take it seriously, or are you gonna just like kind of not care?
I've been taking it serious because I've been wearing my mask a lot and stuff like that, so I can so I can focus a lot more on the bigger picture, which is making sure that everybody's safe and everybody like keeps their mask over their nose. Obviously at work we have a few workers that are in the building with us, so we try to make sure that we keep everybody safe. So if you keep your mask on, it's less likely that everybody in our space, the clubhouse, could get it.
Yeah.
All right, how about you, Nate? How you feel about do you think you're gonna like wear the mask and stuff, or just
I'm gonna, don't get me wrong, whenever I'll go outside, I wear a mask because I'm just used to it. So it's like kind of like secondhand nature, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, question for you, DJ Phoebs.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think that you and your community can do to, reduce the cases and things like that?
Ooh, big question. Okay, so things that communities can do. One, if you feel like it's safe for your body, you can take the vaccine, which does two things. It reduces the odds that you're going to end up in the hospital or dying, and that's true for the Delta variant too. And the way these variants come to be is they tend to mutate inside somebody, like in a person's body who doesn't have a vaccine, and then those mutations start to happen, and then that's how they start to spread. So the more people we have unvaccinated, the more we're going to keep seeing these variants that are worse and worse and worse. We only have so much control over that, because the reality is like 80% of the globe, of the world's population, is not vaccinated yet. We're very lucky in America to have the amount of money we have that vaccines are free and available to everybody. A lot mm-hmm. of countries aren't anywhere near that, right? So we're going to be dealing with variants for a long time, which I guess is my second piece of advice, which is like, we got to be down to just change our culture for the long term and have a culture where we're willing to take safety precautions to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. In China, people have been wearing masks because of pollution issues or other, they've had other run-ins with diseases, like on public transportation as just normal culture for years and years and years. And I think we're like weird about that here. We're like, oh, why are you wearing a mask? Are like something wrong with, instead of that, just now we're like, oh, okay. And I heard this story from somebody who I thought was really telling. And she was somebody who tended to get really sick every year, had like pneumonia or would get other diseases, and said that during COVID was the first year that she didn't get any of those sicknesses. Like, we're not just stopping the spread of COVID when we wear a mask out in a crowded place. We're actually stopping the spread of a bunch of other things that can make people sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Flu.
Right? So it's like, yeah. So if we can just make it normal practice. Not all masks are designed the same. Like, get a good mask. Like, care about it. Get one that stays on top of your nose and, like, looks cool. Like, take the time to find what works for you. Use it, right? And then just be willing to do other little things. Like, I think part of it is like being willing to defend your own boundaries that I think can be hard, right? Like if somebody comes up to you and is like, oh, why are you wearing a mask? Or like tries to hug you without your permission, right? Like it's really important we don't do that kind of stuff to each other, that we really respect other people's boundaries and we talk to each other, right? So it's like normalizing mask wearing, definitely encouraging people to get a vaccine if you don't have other pre-existing health conditions that make that unsafe for you. And stick it out for the long haul and get used to it, because the other piece that no one's talking about, these vaccines don't last forever.
Right.
Just like the flu shot doesn't last forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we're all going to have to also get booster shots, which is a whole another level of complexity. Oh, there's my dog. He's upset about it. So anyway, that's enough of an answer. but does that answer some of your question, Bubba? And I'm curious your thoughts about it, too.
So, yeah, definitely. I still do, like, you know, I still doubt my homies, but we all make sure, like, everybody that I've ever, like, you know, like, shook anybody's hand or anything like that, we both had masks on and things like that, and we put on hand sanitizer before, because I cannot risk that. I have loved ones who are at home or, like, that I'm around, that I, you know, I can't risk getting them sick because, you know, that they have things that, you know, prevent them from being able to get COVID and, you know, maybe survive it. Because it's just, you know, conditions that they might have, you know, that limit them to an extent to where if they get it, like, it's, like, potentially, like, life-threatening. So that's why I, like, try to keep myself, like, out of a lot of things. And I don't really go to, like, many functions or anything like that. So I try to keep myself balanced in that situation.
I know we're getting close on time. I have one more, like, opinion question for the three of you.
What's up?
Is, given that things are still pretty unknown, that the Delta variant's pretty bad, that it affects young people more than the other variants, and that most people under 18 are not vaccinated, do you think schools should still be offering virtual options next year?
Yes. I feel like not even if, like, stuff was normal, I feel like they should still have virtual as an option, just because, like, so many kids got used to it, and, you know, now that COVID is a thing, people who weren't vaccinated weren't probably not gonna want to come to school. People, like parents, stuff like that. So I feel like they should always have that open as an option.
Yeah,
just for the kids who have, like, other medical issues, stuff like that, or just people who enjoy online school.
Totally.
As long as you know, they're still doing their schoolwork and stuff. Like, I get if they're just sitting there not doing anything, but if they're, like, a consistent hard worker, even though they're at home, I don't see a reason why they can't do it like that.
Yeah. Nate, I heard you agreeing. Yeah, what'd you thought?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I did virtual schooling, you know, like Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays, and on those days I had to wake up at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and all that stuff. So yeah, I got more sleep in, which I was in a better mood and all that stuff. So yeah,
So there's lots of other benefits. Yeah, besides COVID safety.
Yeah.
Definitely cool. Though, before we wrap up though, I'll just share a quick thought on this though. But with the new variant, I do see things, you know, it feels like all of a sudden, like once we, like, you know, everybody was celebrating, oh, we achieved this big goal, we got masks off for a little bit, and then once they come off, then the cases start to go up, and then everybody wonders why. Well, I mean, you should have seen it coming, because why you took your mask off? I mean,
it proves that masks work, right?
Right, but to an extent.
To an extent.
All right.
It's just, if you don't wear your mask, you're putting yourself and others at risk. So you just got to make sure you don't risk that vulnerability and just put your mask over your nose and your mouth, please and thank you.
All right. We're coming to the end of our time. For me, 6:55. Actually, what time is it?
It is
6:56, actually. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you want to be a guest or get involved in programming our radio show, email our town or our truth at gmail.com. We'll finish with shout-outs. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Also, thank you to them for, you know, popping out to the little barbecue we had at Dutchman's earlier. It was fun. Thank you to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program.